The four-story, 177,000-square-foot facility will be built on the upper campus of the Hawaii State Hospital in Kaneohe. The outer wall of the building will provide the first level of security, with a separate 16-foot-tall fence along most of the perimeter providing a second level. Forensic psychiatric facility consultant Joel Devoskin says reliable perimeter security will provide a safer setting.
Inside of the perimeter, it's possible to give people more room to learn things, to actually be active and to engage in therapies. When the staff is not safe, it freaks the patients out. And when the patients don't feel safe, it scares the staff. Fear causes violence.
There will be a single public and staff entry in front of the building, with 144 hospital beds on three stories in the rear of the building. Facility designer Larry Diaz says security inside the building will also provide a more therapeutic setting.
The staff areas are connected, so if there's a crisis in one unit, the staff from the other unit can quickly come over and assist. The design is all generated from a single point where a single staff member can watch all of the activity and all of the spaces where a patient might be when they're outside of their bedroom. So a single person can provide the security that allows more therapy to happen continually within the unit.
State Hospital Administrator William May says additional staffing will be required when the facility is completed to handle the increased patient load and to maintain the added square footage. He also says security improvements have already been made since the escape of Randall Saito last November, and that will not happen again.
A building is a building. It's bricks and mortar, but it's the people that work in the building. It's going to come down to them, starting with me, to make sure that the policies in place, like I said, are viable, realistic, and are followed.
Department of Health Director Dr. Ginny Pressler says the findings from Saito's escape have not been finalized.
We do expect to have the Attorney General issue its findings from its administrative investigation in the next few weeks. We do not have those results yet at this time, so we won't be able to share details until we receive the AG's report.
Preliminary foundation and structural work is expected to start before the end of the year, with completion of the facility scheduled for December 2020. Governor David Ige says the $140 million hospital is the first design-build project for his administration, and it will be completed 2 years ahead of schedule.
We are not constructing a building for a correctional facility. It is a mental health facility to provide quality care, provide safety for our employees, and most importantly, meet the needs of our community all across the state.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.